Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
What is up, good people? We are back for another episode of King's Landing. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Jared King. Go ahead, follow me on Twitter at @TheKing. And go ahead, follow my brother, Brian King, at KingHead57 on Twitter and Instagram. And shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. Go ahead, follow them on Twitter and IG at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/barberschairnetwork and visit the bcnet.com for more. Man, we already 1 week into training camp. You know, we're going to let it simmer a little bit. You know, got some good things, got some bad things. But, you know, we get back in the groove. They've been at the crib. Nobody's really been doing no good football, no nothing. You know, first week back, no pads on. I ain't too worried about it right now. We talked about the offense last week, so we're going to get into the defense. I'm gonna let my brother kick it off because he's been itching. He was itching last episode to talk about the defense. I'm going to go ahead and let you roll.
Yes, sir. Dirty D or the Dirty Birds. You boys ready, brother. They're well built. They built for our strategy. I was taking a look at the offensive side based on what we talked about last episode, and – the people who are complaining about the deep balls being incomplete, I don't think they're considering the fact that they're going against like a top tier secondary.
Don't get me going. Like,
bro, we built for that. So we signed all these DBs and then drafted my boy from Utah, and y'all complaining about deep balls being completed. And that's not even our strength. That's just whatever. We're just about to try it. But short and intermediate game, Ritter's strong.
I'm going to walk down the field. He's throwing dots 20 yards in. Just like the last quarterback we had for what? How long has been here? 12 years? 14 years?
Right.
So it's like, yeah.
Same show.
Deep ball is pretty, but – if you throwing deep digs and Kyle Pitts is turning 15-yard catch in the 40 like he was doing as a rookie, I don't need you bombing.
Exactly.
So
yeah, brother, we got a strong secondary. And that's people, you know. I'm not gonna speak on the haters, but people just don't understand. That's all I'm gonna leave it at.
The haters were quiet today. You know, Desmond Ridder had a good camp day yesterday. Nobody had anything to talk about. So, you know, the haters just going to be mad when the Falcons are good. That's it. They don't got nothing to talk about during the season. So
haters going to hate. You know how it go.
But, yeah, man, I mean, I think that's the thing, too, is like when you got a running game, when you got a balanced offense, the clock ticking. And it's like you get down on the Falcons 7 points, 10 points, you're going to have to throw the ball to extend the game. And if you're throwing the ball against our secondary, I'm top 10. I'm putting them top 10 this year.
I'm putting them top 8.
I want to see them do it. Akuda got to do it for 17 games. Clark Phillips is a rookie. Richie got to turn up. Like, they could be top 8, but I would put money on Richie right now.
You putting money on Richie over Young Hawkins?
Yeah, Jalen's a perfect third safety. I don't want Jalen out there too much. I don't want Jalen out there playing 1,000 snaps. But he give me 5 to 6. I like Jalen in that role. You give me Okuda, even if Okuda is just steady, even if he's not shut down, if he's up and down, you know. You got Clark Phillips in the slot. You got D. Alford in the slot. You got Mike Hughes. You got Trey Flowers. We got NFL players in the secondary. We are not trotting out Cornell Armstrong, Mike Ford. Like, Darren Hall not going to make this team. Darren Hall played real snaps in 2022, and he is not going to make this team.
I can see him. I can see him staying on as a practice squad. He's got 2 years. He got a 2 year deal. He got getting paid 1.1, 1.2 over the next 2 years. Trey Flowers and Cornell Armstrong, though.
Cornell got a fight.
D'Offer too. I think D'Offer stays as well. I think they keep him in that practice on like that last fifth, sixth corner.
No, D and Clark Phillips going at it for the nickel spot. That's your third nickel? Corner. That's your third corner right now.
Third corner starting or second string?
Starting. Your starter.
I'm starting Clark Phillips at third corner.
They're not gonna start him just because he's a rookie. You know how they bring everybody along. But if they start him, that means he earned it, and D is your fourth.
I feel like he'll earn it. Okay, mm-hmm. We'll put him at four. And so you're saying
he got Mike
he offered over Darren Hall?
Yeah. Mike Hughes, Trey Flowers, them your five and your six. Unless you treat those are my six corners. Darren Hall not making this team. Bro, I was watching. What game was I watching? I think it was the Commanders game. No. Go back and watch that Falcons Commanders game, and you'll be like, why is Darren Hall on the field?
Dog, Mike Hughes getting paid $3 million a year.
He gonna make the team.
And 3.9 next year.
He gonna be on the team.
But five and six? Five or six?
Mm-hmm.
I put him at the four.
When Clark Phillips is making plays every day in camp?
Three.
When D'Offer making plays right behind them, that's a good problem. Like, that's why I'm like, they got the corners where even, knock on wood, barring injury, barring Okuda is slow. We had one injury. Casey Hayward went down and the secondary went to shit.
That's all we had, too. He was like, all right, bro, we need you to stay up. And he was like, no, I can't do it.
He went down quick. Like, Oliver was fine, but it's like, AJ had too much on his plate, and he ain't had a safety help. Like, the scheme didn't fit what they wanted to do up front. So now you got AJ, run fitting, which he can do. But it's like, I don't want my corners in run support. I want them on cutting down tosses and stuff. But, I think the secondary going to flirt with top 10. Let Okuda have a bounce back year. I mean, what he did to Terry McLaurin and Justin Jefferson and Devontae Smith to start the year last year. He had them clamped, and he was CB1 having to do that. Now you got AJ and you got Jesse Bates behind you. They're going to run a better scheme with Ryan Nielsen. I mean, the talk of Ryan Nielsen running Dennis Allen's offense. Dennis Allen been giving folks fits. Dennis Allen is a terrible head coach, but somehow Dennis Allen has had that Saints defense top 10 for five seasons. Yeah. So, I think that'll be fun. You got Jerry Gray, the OG. Shout out to the OG coming over. He's going to help you with even if it's like, all right, Ryan Nielsen's a front seven pass rush D-line type of guy. You got Jerry Gray and you got Steven Jackson basically manning the secondary. And you already see the way the secondary is looking to start camp. Like, you can't complete passes on them.
Right.
And so it's like, if those boys wake up on the back end, and Ryan Nielsen going to run a ton of man, he going to run a ton of split safety, cover four, just funnel your man to the safety, and if he break, you already got him.
Exactly.
And so it's like, I think it's the pieces are there. Like, we haven't had a secondary this deep and this capable in a minute. Like, it's taking some projections, taking some upside. We need Okuda to hit, Phillips to hit, Richie to hit. But, I mean, you got AJ stud, you got Jesse stud, and Clark Phillips.
I need Jesse to stay healthy, period.
Yeah.
Through the duration. I need him to figure out how to stay healthy because he's a centerpiece. similar to how Grady is in the D line with Onyemata.
Yep.
I don't think he's not missed a game. I think he's played 1,000 snaps last 2 years. Let's see. But no, I think the secondary is going to be a strength of the team. But how you feeling about these linebackers, man? You know, we only running a handful of them.
Oh yeah, no, we don't need that many. Because we pretty much run on a nickel. You see how this roster is constructed. We're gonna have, like we talked about, either that big nickel or that regular nickel on the field, and your two inside backers. They got Caden Ellis listed as an outside linebacker, but tape don't lie. He's been playing middle the whole time he was in at the sewer. So, you know, I don't see him being a sucker for us. I like his tape. And then I don't know if you know. Did you know he was Luther Ellis' son from Detroit?
Mm-mm.
Big fella to play with Kalimba?
No.
Pro bowler? Bro, they said his daddy used to coach him. So he know how to diagnose.
Between
the tackles. So I like that. And that stood out on film. You know, once I started doing my research, I realized that, you know, what I was seeing right here inside between those tackles, like I said, he's good at diagnosing, reading and reacting. And I put him up there with Debo as far as the quickness to identify the play. I think he's a step ahead of Rashawn Evans in that department, just simply because he was playing with DeMario Davis. And, you know, you play with somebody five, they'll teach you what they're looking at. Same with me, you know, personally. And so with him having Troy, you know, the youngin' under his belt, I mean, Caden making, what, 4.5 this year and then 8.5 next year? That's a $4 million jump. So,
oh, they paid that man. They paid that man. They paid him real money to come in and be a baller.
Yeah. So he's going to be the dog. And Ryan Nielsen knows it. Defensive coordinators know it. He said, you coming with me, and we're going to sign you early because we're going to need you to be in the building ASAP. Yeah. Because you're going to be the leader of this defense. Whether they crown him or not, Troy going to be based off, you know, longevity and tenure. But in this scheme, Caden Ellis is the lead dog along with Onyemata. You bring those two pivotal pieces right above those guards. That's perfect. Grady just got to do what Grady do. Michael Walker, he can stay on the outside and play to his strength along with Lorenzo Carter on the other side. And so, you know, you can rotate Bud Dupree and D'Angelo Malone on the outside and send that pressure along with Taquan. They said Taquan then got swole. So, you know, that's going to be fun.
Him and, so we just lumping the whole front seven in. So you just we went from linebackers down to 6'4", 295.
Taquan going to be a problem, bro.
Man.
I feel it. Because Calais being out going to open it up for him.
Yep. I don't have to. Calais don't need the snaps. And, like, to have Grady, Onyemata, Calais all in the same room with Taquan, and they watching the same tape. They watching the same practice tape. They watching the same game prep tape. It's like, all right, young, here, when you do this, do this. When you do this, do this. And it's like, it's going to. He gonna learn. You see, Zach Harrison already eating in camp.
Eating.
And so that's it's like one. you got Timmy Horn, 6'5", 323. Like they got length. Like we ain't squatty no more. It ain't Grady the squattiest player you got, and Grady is the best one you got on that D line.
Exactly.
Like everybody else, it's all these 6'4", 6'5", long ass D linemen that can hold up blocks, eat blocks. You can't, and if you reach them, now my linebackers are free.
Exactly. And
Caden in New Orleans, you keep Caden clean. He knows what he's seeing. You keep Troy clean, and he running, and they're going to get it.
Going to get it, and they strong. Like I like that. I like that they added some players with some power.
Yeah,
not just off finesse.
We went.
You know, you can still you can still rotate, like I said, on those edges. You can still, and you know, I ain't even talking about Ebiketie. The speed man. Coming off the back, like, bruh. Like, people not even, bruh, people sleep. But this man, 10 sacks, I'm telling you.
10
sacks. He gonna pop off. He got too much talent around him and too much blaze. He built like Von Miller. Bruh is finna wreck.
I love it.
And I'm telling these folks, bro, I'm telling you, it's going down. Ebiketie finna, he might go to the Pro Bowl. Ooh. He might be an alternate, but he might go to the Pro Bowl. Ooh. He gonna pop off.
I like it. First pass rusher since Vic.
Yeah.
Victor.
Say his whole name.
Victor. not Vic.
No.
Nah, shoot. I mean, that's the other thing, too. It's like we talking about the secondary, like you upgrading from guys like Eric Harris and Dean Marlowe on the back end, right? Bro, we were trotting out Anthony Rush and Abdullah Anderson. We're trotting out Quentin Bell on the pass rush. Like we were hoping. Like we were taking, they could have put you and me out there and had the same result. And folks are like, oh, the Falcons aren't good. Like, yeah, they made additions. And it's like, bro, we're going from doesn't belong on a roster. Like, you're going from Quentin Bell to Bud Dupree. And no, right. Bud Dupree is not the best pass rusher in the league, but Bud Dupree is NFL caliber. He's at the bare minimum NFL average. Quentin Bell should be on a podcast like this.
This man, they found him at BP.
Yeah, man, they picked him up. They picked him up at the gas station on Northside on the way into the stadium. And said, hey, bro, you look like you can play football. We need help.
Hey, bro, you big.
You're too big to be out here. Come put a uniform on. Like, and it's like that's what people are missing. It's like you're going from like the only pass rush they had was Lorenzo Carter and Ebiketie. Every time they went out. Malone was too light, too raw. Like, yeah, he had a couple flashes, but it's like you aren't getting much from him as a rookie. And then Ogundeji is a special teamer. And now you got Lorenzo, you got Dupree. They just went and got Kamoko Touré. He put up no sacks last year, but he put up 5.5 his year in Indy. So it's like, even if that's your last guy, he's better than Quentin Bell. I don't care if he's elite or not, but now you got NFL caliber edge rushers from 1 through 4, 1 through 5. I don't know how many they decide to keep. You got NFL caliber D linemen to the point where Timmy Horn and Justin Ellis are the worst players.
Right.
And it's like Timmy Horn showed flashes. Justin Ellis been in the league for 9 years, 8, 9 years. And so it's like, again, if Timmy can't beat out Justin Ellis, you at least have a mildly functional last man on the line of scrimmage.
I like Jelly.
Shout out Justin Ellis, man. I wanted him. 2014, 10 years ago, man. I remember.
Big fella might be a pivotal piece, especially with Eddie Gold deciding he don't want to play football no more. I hope he don't waste nobody else's time. I'm glad we got him up out the paint early.
Yeah. Hey, look, they ain't wait. They said, look, you either come back or he said the pads weren't even on yet, and he didn't want to play. So I appreciate
big fella fought that heat, boy. I know what he was feeling. I felt that heat. It was hard to breathe down here, bro.
I'm sorry.
105 on my screen in my car.
Man, please. It was 75 and breezy. Hey, Eddie Goldman, come up to Seattle. Be a Seahawk.
Man, please. He up there talking about, I got to wear black too, man. Why can't we wear black? Yeah, defense wearing black.
Hey, that is unfair. They down there in the branch getting cooked.
Mm-hmm. You heard what Coach said. Let them put that fire on them. We're gonna see.
That's the other thing, too. They don't got no softies on defense. Like, they finally got some swag. Like, the secondary finally talking some shit. Like, that's my thing. It's like, you know, we've always talked about it. It's like the secondary is like the mouth of the defense, but the front seven is like, we're gonna kick your ass. It's like, but if you don't got a secondary that can talk trash, like, as much as people hate Eli Apple, every defense he's been on, they got an energy because he brings it. You got a fool back there chirping. It's like, don't worry about it. We got you, bro.
Yeah.
You do all that talking. We're going to back it up for you. So,
because you on the field with me.
Yeah, he's gonna beat my ass if I'm back.
You don't gotta do these drills. He up down.
But yeah, like,
come on, let's ball then. If we gonna ball,
yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Shoot, speaking of Michael Walker, he was talking about what they got him doing in this game. He's a better fit for it than what DNP's had him doing. And we talked about it every episode. It's like we were hype about Michael Walker, and then every week it's like, why is he in the middle playing off ball with the mic? He shouldn't be calling plays because that's not what he's good at. He needs to be closer to the line of scrimmage with one assignment,
so he can use that size.
That's it.
And then he can make plays. He knows how to make plays. But if you put him in the wrong spot, it don't matter.
Don't matter. So I'm rooting for him to have a bounce back, especially if they're gonna start running some five man fronts. You start running some five man fronts with Grady, Calais, Onyemata. Give me two on the edge. Whatever two you want. You can put them in a cup and shake them out and put Lorenzo Ebiketie. You could put Dupree Walker. You could put Malone Ogundeji. Like, you got six of them. And we didn't even put Caden out there. And then we're going to sugar the two A-gaps with Troy and Caden. And I still got four. I still got my corners and my two safeties back there.
Yep.
And so it's like you come out, you're going to have to spread the Falcons defense out in hopes of keeping them out of that five-man front. Because you run any kind of base formation against the Falcons, I think they're going to have one of the better front seven units against any kind of base formation.
Oh, yeah.
And so then you spread them out, and now it's like, cool, I got the – you want to play a big slot? I got Jalen Hawkins. I got Trey Flowers. You want to run a speedy slot? All right, I got Clark Phillips, and I'm a captain with Jesse Bates. I got Richie back here helping now too. Like, it's some they got answers to things now, which before, like, we would just be like, all right, bro, just don't let them score. We're gonna get them to the red zone. Yeah, we're gonna get them to the red zone. Them,
but other way around, make it happen.
But yeah, I mean, like, I'm really excited. Like, I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see Grady not getting triple teamed no more. I'm excited to see. I really want Okuda to bounce back, man. Like, so much of the math changes. If you could get AJ to bounce back, and you can get Okuda just be a top 30 corner.
Six games. NFC South. Name the wide receiver twos.
Chris Godwin. Down in Tampa, that's a real two. Evans and Chris Godwin are going to be a fun matchup. You got Slant Boy, washed up, but he got a touchdown to AJ Terrell, so I need payback there. And then you got DJ Chark and Adam Thielen in Carolina, which hopefully they make it to week one. I mean, DJ Chark injury prone, Adam Thielen old injury prone.
I like Okuda.
Bro, go back and watch some first three games. Okuda was jacking wide receivers up at the line. He was like, he had one rep. He lined up against Devontae Smith. And I'm like, bro, this man runs a 4.2. Like, he Tariq Hill. Bro, step back, two-hand jam this man. Said, you're not going anywhere. Like, I think that's the type of confidence that he's got right now. Because it's like, cool, I'm not in Detroit. I'm not dealing with, like, the aura of Matt Patricia and all the bad juju out there. It's like, bro, I'm down here with AJ. That's my homie. Like, I got Jesse. This the dog. Like, if I bounce back, I can stay here? So I'm
– And get paid.
Like, he didn't lose.
On 1 year.
Yeah, on a 1 year. So – and it's like – it's good to have, you know, Jerry Gray. It's like, bro, I'm an old head. Like, I was good in the league. Go look me up. So, like, let's talk about it. You want to be good, I can tell you what it's like. But then even Steven Jackson, they had him on Lou Anarumo's staff up in Cincy, who I think top three defensive coordinators in the league. That Cincy defense had Mahomes and Fitz. It's like, yeah, Joe Burrow is the one beating them, but that defense was the reason why the game was close.
Yeah.
And there's three matchups, and they've only lost by 3 points once. Right. So it's nice to have coaches where it's like, all right, my coach been in the trenches and knows what he's talking about, and they know, and they can point to what they're trying to teach. So Absolutely. That's the fun part. And it's like, everybody wants a Vic Fangio cast off. And so like Ryan Nielsen's not getting any points, but if you look at the scheme that Dennis Allen ran, the scheme that Lou Anarumo ran, and who knows what Jerry Gray's bringing, because he was in running his own defense in Green Bay. He learned under Rex Ryan. He learned under Mike Zimmer. He learned under Mike Patton. So it's like he coming from all these other defenses where it's like, first off, I played in the league. Then I've been coaching in the league longer than all y'all been alive. So ain't nothing I ain't seen to get you ready for it.
And who was the wide receiver two in the swamp? Olave?
Olave is one, man. Olave, best receiver in New Orleans. I would give him a slight edge. He's wide receiver one in the South right now, only because he had a quarterback who can get him the ball effectively.
Even if he's two, I'm putting Clark Phillips on him.
It don't matter because we got safeties.
I like Clark Phillips on him, and I go AJ with the payback.
Yep.
Who's they three? I don't even know their team.
He said, I don't even know their team.
They're mid.
Rasheed Shaheed, they got A.T. Perry out of Wake. They got Traquan Smith. So they got a little speedster. They got some size. You know, they're going to put Juwan Johnson and Foster Moreau in the slot. They're going to mess around and put Taysom Hill in there to go get a cheap ass.
That's what it is. They got that Taysom Hill factor.
This is when I know
they trashed. Yeah. They know they trashed.
This is when I know the defense will have taken the next step. Because if Taysom Hill don't do shit.
It's a shame.
I'd be so sick. It's like, you already know Taysom going to make some big play. They're going to line him up and run quarterback power. He's going to break for a big game. It's like,
Caden
ain't going for it.
Caden know the juice. Nielsen know the juice.
On your mother. Know the juice. Yeah.
Ain't going for it.
Ain't going.
I might put big money on that game.
Sweet.
I might. Hey.
Sweet.
Hey. Because you know Derek Carr trash.
Man. So let's – all right, look. Cool. So now we can talk matchup, right? Saints got Derek Carr. They got Chris Olave. The offense was actually worse than ours last year in points per game, and we had Mariota at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody somehow thinks Derek Carr is going to be the savior, but you still got – as we went through the receivers, you lack in any real wide receiver threat. You know, you might see a lot of ace personnel from them, running the ball from them, but Juwan Johnson and Foster Moreau can't block. The O-line is not good. Like, the cap is starting to catch up with them. Like,
yeah. You
thought Jalen Mayfield was bad. Andrews Pete is just as bad playing left guard. Like,
And you got them two big fellas in there looking at him?
They're gonna beat
like some rib tips.
You're gonna have to fight for 60 minutes against the defense, and they're gonna send blitzes behind it. And if you're not trotting out more than like this, I feel like our defense will have problems with teams like the Bengals, right? Where it's like they got three wide receiver ones, like the Seahawks. You got DK, you got Lockett, now you got JSN out there, where it's like, all right, we got backup, but you still got a running game. I don't see the Saints doing that. I think the Saints win five games. I hope they win like seven or eight so they don't get a good quarterback. But I don't see the Saints being good.
When that suspension dropping?
For Kamara, man, they got that thing tucked, man. They need to hurry up and drop it. It's been 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. It's about time.
So, and then you go, we're gonna bump on over to Tampa. We're gonna say the best for last. We'll bump on over to Tampa. You know, we got Rashad White at running back. You know, you got Evans, Godwin, and Russell Gage as your receivers, which Falcons matched up with them boys last year with Tom Brady. If not for that BS roughing the passer penalty on Grady, we probably sweep them. We probably sweep the Bucks last year. And I don't think the Bucks got better. Like,
no.
Kalijah Kansey is gonna be fun. Like I
and they broke boys.
Yeah, they got Kansey, but Kansey's already got a calf strain. He'll be fun next to Vita Vea. They pass rush is gonna be decent. You still got Shaq Barrett. You still got Levante David, Devin White. Secondary is still good. Like, the defense will probably still be like top 15. I just don't believe in Baker Mayfield. I don't believe in Todd Bowles. I don't believe in anything that they got going on in Tampa. I think Todd Bowles, I think the Bucks right now remind me of like the Falcons from 2020. When it was like, y'all gonna start out about 1-5. You gonna start out about 2-3, 2-4. It's gonna be rough early. Like, you're gonna be out of the race early.
I got a figure for you. Plus or minus, dead cap, $70 million for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think over. Aren't they in like 80?
74 right now, from what I'm looking at on Spotrac.
Man, exactly. They in the Falcons. They are in hell right now.
Broke boys.
And Carlton
Davis.
How
you expect to compete with that? And yeah. don't let Mike Evans roll an ankle. You know he's good to sit out or a hamstring.
Yeah, man. You know, he's gonna pull a Julio. He gonna see the season going to shit. And I'm not. No, he's gonna get 1,000 yards. I want Mike Evans to keep getting 1,000 yards.
That ends this year. That ends this year.
I hope
not he gets Baker. Baker couldn't even throw to wide open Odell Beckham in Cleveland.
Mike Evans, don't tell your daddy to make no tape.
He trying to get traded to the Jets now.
Man.
You know that streak.
I just
vulnerable, brother.
I just hope he gets 1,000, man. I like Mike Evans. I have no malice against Mike Evans. Like, that's one of the coolest streaks in football, but it is in jeopardy.
Oh, yeah. It's on the line. Yeah, he won't even get that in at the Jets, even if he does go.
And the worst part is, like, I think they're going to be behind in a lot of games to the point where they're going to have to throw, and it's still – Mike Evans is going to end the season with 1,005 yards.
I bet under.
He's going to barely – if he get it, it's going to be the last catch of the season.
Bad stats like Matt.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the Bucs. I'm not worried about the Saints. I think both of them struggle to win 6 to 7 games. Like, I think the division comes down to two teams, Falcons and the Panthers. And the Panthers, everybody knows they got – what did he say? Who threw that ball? Because I
– A midget.
A little midget, a little shrimp. Man, come on, man. So they got Bryce Young.
Bryce Young ain't got no weapons.
He got –
I'm going to keep it 100.
He got DJ Chark.
DJ Chark don't scare me. Adam Thielen don't scare me whatsoever. Adam Thielen is 47 years old.
Come on, man.
With this secondary, that does not scare me at all.
Come on, man.
And what you going to – Damier Bird, he making 50 cent. Terrence Marshall.
Come on, man.
They got Jonathan Mingo. I'll give him that one.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's a dog. But outside of that, they don't even use LaVisca Chenault correctly. So Miles Sanders going to roll his ankles. So you're going to be leaning on Chuba Hubbard by week 4. Bryce Young finna get ate up.
He talking. I'm listening.
I'm looking. I'm talking. Yeah.
Where's Smitty 89 at?
Man, we ain't talking to him.
Where's Smitty at?
Talking about folks clout chasing. Ain't nobody clout chasing no Steve Smith. Boy, you ain't gonna get nothing or get nowhere out of it. What you mean?
That boy Smitty couldn't wait to say something about Desmond Ridder. That boy Bryce Young goes out there and has a terrible session.
Cricket. Terrible. Terrible. He didn't even know that wasn't even Ridder throwing that ball. That was probably number 15. on, they man. Still kill my dog.
Felipe.
Hey, Felipe caught his roster spot off the new rule change.
He did. He trying to be Taysom. But yeah, no, I think the Panthers would be. I think the Panthers would be good. When is their bye week? They got early bye week. They got week 7 bye. Like, I think they'll be good until about week 12. They got to go to Tennessee, to Tampa, to New Orleans. Then they get Atlanta at home, Green Bay at home. I think that's when people are going to start getting banged up because they are betting on a lot of injury-prone players. Like,
yeah. They're thin. Right there, super thin.
Yeah, Miles Sanders is not a lead back. I don't care. He's not a lead back. Like, he's going to put up decent numbers. But
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he put up decent numbers, but, like, that was the first season he played all 17 games. That was the first time he's played a full season. You got Adam Thielen, who he the type, you know, it's like if you know you got the feeling where it's like Adam Thielen gonna pull a hammy and is gonna nag him all season. Like that type of thing. And then DJ Chark never played a full season. Like it gives me that where it's like the name sound good, but you wouldn't even be hype about this team if this is a fantasy roster.
At all.
Like, there's no star on this.
This is a two-man defense, too.
And that's the other thing I've been looking at. It's like the defense is Brian Burns, Derrick Brown, Shaq Thompson.
Their secondary, they're getting paid, but I don't feel like they produced enough for the money that they're getting paid. They're going to have to play up to that. Mm-hmm. And with what they're going to be playing against, they're going to be having to stop the run. Ain't nobody about to be throwing on the Panthers.
They just gonna the clock is going to be moving. They're gonna force Bryce Young to win games. And
yeah.
It's like the first week of training camp, we ain't got pads on. It's like what if they say, okay, we just gonna put on easy mode for you, Bryce, to get your feet. Like, you know, we don't know what they doing in camp. Like everybody's camp is different. And so it's like, ooh, Desmond Ridder struggling. Cause they probably the secondary putting clamps on their asses. And then the coaches are like, yeah, I'm going to throw all the stuff you suck at.
Them boys already got LeBron handshakes.
The secondary is in midseason form. And it's like you said, look at who Bryce Young is practicing against. That secondary is not that good.
Mm-mm.
Like, you getting picked off by C.J. Henderson, bro. Like, Mariota got picked off by C.J. Henderson. Like, bro's not good. Like, J.C. Horn, I give you that. But J.C. Horn still got to show it. And then beyond that, Von Bell.
Xavier Woods is solid, but that's two corners and a safety. You got Dante Jackson.
That's it.
That's two.
That's it.
And you talking about stopping the Falcons? Mm-hmm. This offense that we about to roll out, that we about to roll this red carpet out on?
They put up 30 points on them boys with Mariota.
Man, come on.
And if it wasn't for him throwing that pass on his back, we would have swept them. Like, we ain't never scared of the Panthers. The Panthers have one good season in 20 years.
20.
Since they went to the Super Bowl. They went to what? The 03, 04 Super Bowl?
With Smith.
Then they were ass. Then they got Cam. Shout out my dog. Then they were back to ass. So you got Bryce Young. That's cool, but I like it's one of the things where it's like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Look, he's dropping back and passing in camp. How many of those are sacks? The first highlight pass they posted, the safety pulled up. The safety either could have picked the ball or blew the receiver up. And they're like, look, he's throwing dimes. What's Ridder doing? Like, okay. And it's like, you got to drop that man back so far to let him see. It's like Breeze. But then you got, okay, Ikwunu. Up and down as a rookie, as expected. Taylor Moten is fine at right tackle, but it's not like the rest of that interior is like you ain't got no Lindstrom.
No.
And so it's like I got Grady, I got Onyemata, I got Calais, I got Caden, I got Dupree. I got so many answers to your O line that it's like I'm gonna get one on ones.
Mm-hmm.
And don't now, okay, you need tight end help. And now you got what, Miles Sanders in standing in the block?
Mm-hmm. Getting forearmed. These 6'3 linebackers coming at him. Like, ain't little no more, baby. We ain't little. Big fella coming through.
Like the whole Falcons, the whole Falcons D line is 6'3 and up, 6'4 and up, except for Grady. And you talking about five, I am bigger than Bryce Young. And that's the other thing folks keep forgetting. They're like, oh, Bryce Young measuring in 5'10", 204. That's for the combine. When that season starting, that weight start dropping. And that boy start taking their, That's why I say wait until about week 12. Them sacks are going to hurt. They're like, oh, he's in the SEC. He was the best team in the SEC. He's on one of the worst teams in the league.
I was just going to say earlier, before I mistakenly interrupted you, he going to look like Peyton in his rookie year.
Yes.
That's what he's going to look like. And then they're going to have to get a legit running back.
Mm-hmm. Hand this ball off, please.
Please.
Because, like, think about this, right? That boy got to enjoy it. He had a nice final year at Alabama. His hardest game was at Texas, and them Texas boys was fucking him up. They were hitting him.
No lack of better words.
They were hitting him. And then he got to say, okay, cool. Let me ice my wounds and go blow out Louisiana, Monroe, and Vandy for 2 weeks. You don't get that in the league, bro. Them wounds that you took week one, you got another one coming and another one coming and another one coming. Like, the hardest teams he played was Texas. Then he played Arkansas 3 weeks later. He played Texas A&M after that. Played at Tennessee after that. Okay, now we kind of in a groove. Mississippi State, blowout.
Make it there, though.
You got to make it LSU. Ole Miss. That's November 12th, right? Then he got to fucking scoot and just beat up on Austin Peay before beating a bad Auburn team, right? So you got to – you. It was rough until November 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Then you didn't make it to Thanksgiving. And then you get a whole month before your bowl game. You right. know when November 12th is? After week 11. Mm-hmm. So it's like – he's gonna be like, bro,
ball gonna hit.
I gotta play Dallas November 19th, and then Tennessee, then Tampa, then New Orleans. Like, think about it. His last game was November 26th, and then he didn't play again until New Year's Eve.
Mm.
And now sure. you gotta play 5 games in that time. I don't okay.
Hey, okay. You
And you're little. Those sacks are going to happen. He wasn't getting touched at Bama. They're going mm-hmm. to touch you. They're going to find
it. It wasn't because of processing.
Mm-mm. You're going to have to get that ball out. You're going to get it out quick. And I don't trust their running game. If you're going to build your running game around Miles Sanders, he's already shown you he can't do it. And then Chuba Hubbard. I like Chuba. He not Algier. He's not Bijan. He's not Cordero. He's not even Caleb Huntley. So,
nope.
I'm ready week one. I think that's also why all these Panthers fans talking all this trash on Twitter. Y'all see what's coming. Y'all nervous. Why y'all worried about us? If our quarterback's the worst quarterback in the division, we ain't talking about Baker.
We said nothing about Baker.
We know he ass. We know. We ain't talking that's about Derek Carr.
That's because they know they're staring at Andy Dalton getting ready to step in and be their QB1.
Week 7. Week 12, the red rifle.
Red rifle, getting it ready to rock.
Yeah, man.
Shoot, we're getting paid $8 million this year. They're going to have to put something out there.
Hey, shout out. Hey, keep getting that check, Andy. I remember we watched Andy Dalton put TCU on his back in that bowl season they had. I like Andy Dalton. But, yeah, I just want Calais to grab this little man one time. Calais not even going to sack him. Calais is going to bear hug him and just hold him. Come here, young fella. Yeah, come here. But, no, I think Grady going to get his paws. They going to send blitzes.
He's going to get touched. We going to be at the crib.
Boy. And you've seen, shout out to the Falcons faithful.
Training See us.
Was the most packed that has been since the Super Bowl season. Mm-hmm. That's how you know. We see what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
We Ready. See what's coming. It's a couple of detractors left on the timeline because they see what's coming too. Mm-hmm. But
you can't deny that crowd.
The crowd. Y'all hype for Ritter as your quarterback. I'm hype for the team. I'm hyped for the team. Your team not going to beat my team like you think.
Facts.
Because of the defense. Like, they just – it's so much talent now. And, like, nobody's saying we the Chiefs or the Eagles. I wouldn't say they got a top five roster, but the hell that we've been through to get to
last year.
Like, bro, we were trotting out so much, but they were literally cutting players and bringing street free agents in midseason. We were down so bad. They were just praying for somebody to hit. And now it's like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, I'm excited. I want Ebuka to get 10 sacks. That's the one, man. He was flashing last year, too.
He was. And, like, he just needed – he needed help on the inside.
Help.
And he has it. I just need them two big fellas in the middle to stay healthy. I need Jesse Bates to stay healthy, and I need Caden Ellis to stay healthy.
Yep.
I think everything else falls in place. You can make roster moves however you need, but
keep that middle.
Those are the key pieces.
Yeah.
And those are the pieces that need to be protected. And then when we decide to finally activate Calais, that's going to bring another level of muscle and grosser.
That's he one of them players when it's like you line up, you look and see this big ass man, like, right. I'm about to kick your ass. Yeah, he line up like, I know you can't block him by yourself. So you need help. And then I'm
not running that big bro. Because he's just locking out and extending and just waiting.
You put Grady at three tech. Let's say you put Timmy Horn at the nose, and you put Calais on at the five. And you took Ebuketti next to Calais at the five. Trouble. And then you got Lorenzo or Dupree on the other side. So you can't run at Calais. But now I also need to double Calais because he's on the edge. But then they got Ebuketti coming outside of him. It's like Justin Smith and Aldon Smith. Who are you doubling? And I still got Grady on the other side coming off this three tech. So I need my running back to be on alert. I need my tight end to chip. But then I got Caden Ellis in the damn A-gap. I got the corners jammed up on the line.
These are all problems.
And they get to practice against each other. Like, that's the thing. Troy got to practice against Bijan all summer.
All summer.
In that heat, in that black, I'm trying to catch Bijan. So by the time you line up Miles Sanders, bro.
I just need them to get their hands on them boys, them running backs. In that one-on-one drill, can I just get a jam? Can I get one of these, a reroute, something? Because this little hands to your side, move your feet, like, bro, you not doing nothing. Like, I need one of the corners or somebody to just be like, hey, you can touch them.
Put your paws on.
It ain't no penalty if you jam one of these fools in their chest.
Yeah.
And don't lunge. Just use your feet. Be patient and reroute. Make them go where you want them to go. You could press to them, jam them into the defensive line or the offensive line. Now they can't get out for their little route.
Yep.
But if you're just going to walk and just mirror them, like, you're going to get shook like an A1 mixtape.
Exactly.
Every time.
You look
just like, to... just like how we seen with Bijan. He got great coverage on the slant. He said, well, I got something with this sluggo, though.
Yeah,
right. If you would have just played it just like this and then stopped that sluggo, you would have flipped the hips and would have been right in that pocket. You'd have been straight.
Yeah, we're gonna see. That's what I'm like. It's two, three days in. I'm like, I want to see him. If they're not doing it towards the end of camp, and if he's getting shook in preseason, then I'm like, all right, bro. But it's like, all right, like, get your sea legs, pads come on Monday. Now we can have contact. Because I wonder if it's like, I don't want y'all making too much contact without pads.
Right.
So,
especially just get your hands on the running backs, please. Yeah. They don't like to be touched. Receivers don't like to be touched. Nobody like to be touched when they run in their routes.
Mm-mm.
Like, even I remember I used to be slow, like playing one man against somebody running a 4-3. I'm like, I went and studied Darrell Revis's tape. He's sitting up there slapping folks on the knees.
Yep.
You know, Revis ain't fast for nothing. He was getting cooked by Randy Moss, but he used to slap that knee. That when they get to running and running fast and wide, all you do is slap their leg. You hit anybody in the thigh while they running full speed, they're going to slow down. And that's going to give you enough time to regroup and get back in phase.
Yep. Just help yourself. But yeah,
yeah, man. But we that's looking, what I'm looking good. We got some good perspectives.
Yeah, man. You got Drake. They already talking about Drake's frustrated because he's not getting as loose in camp as he was last year. It's like, yeah, because they was ass last year. Shoot. So it's like you got wide receiver one getting frustrated. He was getting loose on everybody all season.
Yeah. It's time for him to get crafty, develop your skill.
Yep. And it's
just like how Garrett Wilson and Sauce doing up there in New York.
You got to go up against it. Nobody can get loose on Sauce. So if you can get loose on him, you can get loose on anybody. Like,
fact.
Clark's giving them boys the blues. Shoot, Okuda winning his and losing his. Shout out Mac Hollins.
Hey. Them look boys. Good, brother. He was straight savage. I didn't realize he was a fool.
That boy's a fool. Built fool.
You know, and I like that. 6'2", what, 220?
Yep. Cop.
Ready to block. That's a fool that's ready to block.
Fool. Put me out there. I just want to. I don't care.
Right.
He likes Sanu. Like, I remember when we added Sanu, everybody was like, he wasn't that good at Cincy, blah, blah, blah. When you put him in the right role, Mac Hollins just showed you if you throw him the ball, he can produce. We're not saying he's going to be core target. But you mess around and match up the defense the wrong way, Mac Hollins can beat the right players.
Mm-hmm. And he's got the speed to do it. Speed and size and strength. That boy's strong. He looks strong.
He looked. And then think about it, bro. You've been tackling big bro in this third quarter, and Mac Hollins in there lining up against you. And you're like, bro, I'm tired of Mac blocking me. I'm tired of having to tackle these running backs. Now Mac fame blocks while I'm wide open. Now you got to tackle Mac in the open field?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want those problems.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense is going to have to deal with this. Like, that's also why I'm excited, because I'm like, the defense is going to have to deal with this shit all summer too. Like, they're going to have they're gonna have to tackle. They got to be physical. The O-line going to have to deal with this D-line.
Yep.
The secondary going to have to deal with the looks that they're going to be getting from the offense. Like, this is what we were talking about last year before the draft, before free agency, talking about practice sucks. The team sucks because practice sucks.
Right.
And now we're looking at finally practices aren't cute no more because
We fighting. We battling.
So – I'm ready, man. I think the fans see it. I think they feel it. We got a game coming up. Was it August 11th?
Soon.
First preseason game.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah. And then we get some good action against the Dolphins before that game too. So I like it, man. Hey, shout out to Jalen. Heal up. I wish I could have seen Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Desmond Ridder against Jalen, but shoot, Kyle Pitts can go cook Xavier Howard again
for some. Well, Tyreek down there breaking corners.
Oh, I can't wait to see Tyreek against this secondary. I want to see Tyreek against all. I want all the corners to get at least one.
All the smoke.
Yep, one on one, two get cooked.
But we shut down. Tyreek is over with. I'm not gonna stop chirping.
I'm not. What Tyreek do? It's practice. What Tyreek do? That boy got – he going to have a whole field. I want to see it. Tyreek, Waddle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm excited. They got Devonta Chain. I want to see it. Like, they got that speed.
Mm-hmm.
That defense, too. Desmond Ridder going to get his ass cooked if he ain't careful. The defense is not bullshitting down there. Vic Fangio is down there. That is going to be a long 2 days of practice. In a game, I think it's 2 days of practice. That's going to be a long couple of joint practices.
We throwing hands, we fighting.
No, we civilized. We ain't gonna start it, but they're gonna kick your ass. We're not gonna start it. We are not gonna start it. Shoot, I got Lindstrom, I got McGarry. Come on, man. Who the Dolphins got on their D line? Christian Wilkins.
You know, he gonna do a split.
That's your boy, man.
Man, you know I don't like him. I like him if I was on his team. Yeah, outside of that,
I'm a Christian Wilkins fan. I mean, they got a fun front. They got Bradley Chubb down there. They got Jalen Phillips down there. They got Raekwon Davis down there. Shout out Bama. So, but no, I'm excited. I'm excited. So But shoot, we're gonna chat before then. We got one more week of full training camp practice, and then we're gonna ooh, I can't wait. That's a Tuesday after next.
Yeah, buddy.
Down in Miami.
Ready to wrap this thing up?
Yes, sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of King's Landing. Thank you for joining us. Again, this has been Jared King. You can follow him at X at __ the King __. And your boy, Brian King at KingHead57 on X.
On
peace.
It's still Twitter.
It's Twitter, man.
Twitter.
All right, brother. Thank you.